Hi there, welcome to lesson three, Aligning with Spirit. Welcome back to the Joy Frequency. This lesson is about making spirit feel accessible, natural, and woven into your daily life. You don't need perfection, you don't need intricate rituals, and you don't need hours of meditation. Spirit meets you where you are. I can promise you that. So the first thing I want to talk about is what alignment with spirit really means. And here's the thing. A lot of people, especially even me, when I first started my journey, I really thought that everything had to be perfect and peaceful all the time. I got very, Buddhist or monk-like, if you will. I was always, you know, there can't be any swearing. There can't be any loud noises. Everything needs to have this perfect little flow. That's not reality. When your mind and your heart and your energy start moving in the same direction, that's what alignment means. It feels like calm clarity, and you can have calm clarity in chaos. I know that because I have a very chaotic family, but I still have calm clarity. Intuitive nudges, feeling guided instead of feeling forced, and small coincidences that keep coming up in your life that confirm that you're on the right track. Alignment is when your soul is leading instead of fear leading. So when you know when fear is leading, because it's a lot of what if and I shouldn't and what if not, what if this, what if not, how come? It's all these questions. When you're aligned and your soul is leading, there are no questions. And even my puppy Tulsa agrees with me. Spirit is always speaking. You just need to notice. Just like now, when Tulsa barked, a lot of people think, oh no, that's a mistake. There's nothing that is a mistake. Everything's quiet. There's nothing going on around outside me. If Tulsa is barking or alerting to something, I know that that means that spirit is with me, because spirit communicates in nudges, sensations, repeated thoughts, songs, symbols, emotions, or your animals, cats, dogs, horses, pets, noticing things around you. You don't have to call spirit in. They're already there with you. Alignment is simply becoming aware of what's happening and noticing it. Then we have the joy signal. Here's the thing. Joy is one of the strongest frequencies. When you are in joy, when you're watching a comedy and you're laughing and you're just in that belly laugh, you know, or when someone says something and you've got tears coming down your face and you're just in that pure moment of joy, there is nothing else that you're thinking of. Because when something lights you up or it sparks your interest or it makes you laugh or it makes your heart lift, that's a yes all day long. And there is nothing that can drag you down from that. When something does drag you down, you're chest gets heavy or you feel, oh, this is constrictive, that's a no. Your joy is a compass, and you can, it's just like, you know, when you play the hot and cold game, you're warm or you're cold. When you're cold, move away from it. When you're warm, move to it. I was reading a book the other day. I'm in a book club, and I noticed that 3/4 of the way through the book, I started to get really angry. I was angry at the character. I was angry about what's happening. I was super triggered by things in this book. And I realized that I either needed to stop reading the book or cut my cords and detach from the character in the book, because joy is my compass. So I'm always going to lean towards the things that bring me joy. Simple daily alignment practices. Here's what you can do. You've got this 30-second breath reset. So one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly. Inhale to 4. Hold 2 and exhale to 6. Say, come into my day and guide me towards joy. Instant alignment. Then you can do a spirit check-in. Ask spirit. Close your eyes, put your hand on your heart. What do I need to know right now? And then notice the first feeling, not the overthinking, the first one. Joy glimmers, I like to call these. Look for one thing each day that gives you a joy glimmer, where you're like, oh, I feel that it's a spark of joy, it's happiness, it's enlightenment. Look for the joy glimmers. And when you feel them, then you know tomorrow where you're going to lean even more. And then give yourself permission to feel. When you ignore emotions, that's when you block spirit. When you honor emotions, that's when you open yourself as a channel to spirit. Here's the thing. Strengthening the relationship with your spirit team is so important. You can talk to them casually like they're friends. You can ask them simple questions. Guide me today. Show me a sign. Help me choose what's right. Trust the answer, even if it arrives quietly. Spirit will come with numbers, names, overheard conversations, sudden clarity. When you ask, spirit responds, building trust with you. And then you want to be aware of what knocks you out of alignment, overthinking, doubting the first intuitive thing that came along, staying in draining environments. And I see this a lot, even with my own kids. I'm like, why stay in that relationship? Why stay in that environment? Ignoring your emotional needs, seeking approval over truth. Alignment isn't about staying high vibe. It's about returning to yourself when you drift away and noticing when those things are happening. I'm much better at it now, but I wish someone had given me this information years ago. Here's something I repeat every day. I choose joy. I choose truth. I choose alignment. Spirit walks with me. I want you to remember that alignment is a practice, not perfection. It's something that you've got to do every single day. Joy is the doorway. It's the path, it's the awareness, it's the companionship of spirit, and the path that you want to go through. Open the door to joy. It's something that you may have to do manually at first. It's like going out to the store and you reach the door and just boing, it opens. Well, when you first start your journey with joy, you might have to turn the doorknob and actually open the door. You don't have to reach for spirit. Spirit reaches for you. Your only job is to notice. That's it. That's all. You got this.